770 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are in Topsfield, Massachusetts, this morning, broadcasting live from the Topsfield Fair, America's oldest fair. First fair started in 1818 and still continues today. Fair's open from 10 in the morning until 10 at night. And being that a lot of you are gardeners, probably would appreciate a little bit of information on what's happening with the bees. So joining us is Rick Rowe. He's the president of the Middlesex County Bee Keepers. And Rick was telling me he has 300 hives.
That's correct, yes.
300 beehives in his backyard. How would you like to send your kids in the backyard to play with the bees?
Well, I don't keep them all in my backyard, but I have about 15 locations. But I have farms throughout Essex County and Middlesex County and New Hampshire. So we can't keep them in one spot, but we do a little bit of traveling.
Now, can the average person have bees in their backyard?
Yeah, absolutely. And we as county associations, we run beekeeping schools in Essex County here. Beekeepers that run the bee building at the fair run an excellent school. And we run the schools in January. And over the last 3 years, we've averaged about 1,000 new beekeepers in Massachusetts alone throughout the state. So we teach people how to keep bees, which there is some management practices that you have to learn to keep them. And absolutely, people can keep them right in their backyard. There's probably beekeepers in every town and city in Massachusetts.
Wow. Now, we all know bees have had a tough time in the past few years. I mean, it's been on the news nonstop. It seems that things are getting to be a little bit better for the bees.
I don't know if they're getting better. Keeping bees in New England is very difficult because, you know, the bees have food coming into the hive for 6 months, and then they don't have food coming in for 6 months. So that's really tough on them. In a year like this, where we had all rain throughout June, the bees can't work in the rain, and so they really had less food coming in for the whole month of June, which really puts a stress on them. But we battle three things, really. An abundance of pesticides, which affect the bees. We battle lack of foraging for the bees. There are bee diseases. That's one of the things that we teach in bee school on how to recognize and deal with the bee diseases. So, you know, there's a lot of management and a lot of care that the bees need. It's not a lot time-wise, but you do have to check on the bees every, you know, 10 days to 2 weeks, even if it's like a small inspection, a 10-minute inspection or maybe a half-an-hour inspection. And then you have to make sure that they have enough food to get through the winter. So we have to do monthly checks during the winter time too.
Okay. Now, what can the average homeowner do to help the bees? Is there, and I'm sure there's a couple of things, by cutting back on the amount of pesticides that we apply to the environment, but as far as helping them for food, if we plant more vegetables and more flower gardens and things like that, will that help?
Vegetable gardens, the bees will work a little bit, but what the main thing is, we're losing a lot of our natural fields where we have the wildflowers that the bees really work. So trees, some bee trees, we'll say, would be very good for help for the bees. There's trees like linden trees and locust trees and, of course, all fruit trees. That can provide a lot of forage for the bees, and it spreads it out throughout the year. So, like your apples and your on your basic fruit trees, they bloom early in May, where locust trees are like in the beginning of June, and then linden trees are the beginning of July. So that kind of spreads out the food for the bees, and they can maximize working those different sources, but. You know, maybe two or three trees might do the work of an acre of land. And where we're losing the land, you know, the trees would really help the bees a lot.
Now, would you say it's like a fruit tree? If they did like a flowering crab, would that have as much energy as a fruit tree?
Yes.
It would?
Yes.
So if you plant a flowering crab, you're going to help the bees?
Yes.
Now, What do the bees eat? I mean, we all know that bees make honey, but what do they eat?
The bees, they forage for four different things. Food-wise, they forage for nectar, and they forage for pollen, which by going from flower to flower, they pollinate that source that they're working. The honey is their actual carbohydrate source, like we would have in pasta, we'll say. And their pollen is their protein source, such as our meats. So that's kind of their balanced diet. The other two things that they forage for are propolis. A lot of people don't know about propolis. It's a highly medicinal substance. It's almost like a reddish, gooey substance. And it's when a plant, a limb breaks, it secretes this type of propolis that will, it's like a scab, it's going to heal where it's trying to form
a scab,
yeah. But it's, and the bees will bring that back and they'll use it to almost sterilize their hive because it's antibiotic and antifungus. And so the bees will bring that in to sterilize the hive, and then the last thing they bring in is water. They need water to as part of their diet also, just like we would. But they also will use water to when they bring moisture into the hive on a hot summer day, they'll fan their wings, and with that water, it's their form of air conditioning. They cool down the hive.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they maintain 92 degree temperature in their brood chamber.
92 degrees.
Yeah, and I do want to tell you that, you know, this is what we talk about at the fair. We have the best Essex County. There's a lot of members in Essex County that work really hard to put this beekeeping exhibition on, and it's really the best beekeeping exhibition in the country. I really believe it. We have live bees in observation hives that you can look for, that you can look at. They have a candle making table for the kids to roll candles out of beeswax, which is another, people know about honey, but beeswax is another great product of the hive that we get, because the beeswax candles are the best candles in the, that you can have. And
how do the bees make wax?
Well, when they're a certain age, you know, we can talk on and on about all the different things that bees do. But when the bees are at a certain age, about 12 days old, they secrete wax glands from their stomach. And the other bees will take those wax glands from the stomach. The bees will consume honey, and they'll excrete these wax glands, and then they'll take that wax and they'll either build more honeycomb in the hive if they have the space, or they will cap over honey that preserves the honey that they brought in, and they'll cap over the eggs and larvae when they reach 9 days old, so that they complete their growing process underneath a capped cell. The bees, my uncle has been keeping bees for, probably approaching almost 45 years or so. And my uncle and I always talk about bees, and we say it never gets old, because there's so much to it.
Now, where would somebody go or call if they wanted to get information or about raising bees in their backyard? Is there...
Absolutely. There's... each county runs a bee school, and the counties are all like listed under the Mass State Beekeepers umbrella. So you could go to massbee.org, and you could click on your county on that site, and they'll probably have information, or at least a number that you can call and find out when the schools are being offered. And that's basically in January. And then I also have a site where I teach some bee schools myself.
And what's that?
And my site is NE, that stands for New England.
You know, all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them,
or blow them.
Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show WinterGuard actually helps those mulch leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. WinterGuard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it, or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of WinterGuard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts WinterGuard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Pair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOH.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. 425-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. We're talking with Rick Rowe. He is the president of the Middlesex Beekeepers. And at the Topsfield Fair, there is a building for just bees, right?
That's right. We have, again, we have live bees. We have candle making. Of course, there's honey for sale. And there's a lot of displays, beekeeping displays, from honey to candles to beekeeping equipment. There's sign-up sheets if you're interested in bee school. And there's plenty of beekeepers, knowledgeable beekeepers, to talk to the people and interact with the people and teach them about the value of honeybees, which, by the way, pollinate about $14 billion worth of crops in our country every year.
$14 billion?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, just before the break, you were giving your website where people can get some more information. And now, do you actually sell bees, too?
I do. I have a small beekeeping supply business that I help hobby beekeepers, which we call people that keep bees in their backyard. And I have the supplies, and I offer the bees themselves, too. The time you start beekeeping is in the springtime. So all that information, again, is on my site, which is NewEnglandNEBees.com.
NEBees.com.
Correct.
And they can get information as well as the hives and...
That's correct.
The bees and all the instructions.
Yeah. And there's a section in there that tells the cost of beekeeping for a first-year beekeeper, how much the bees will cost and how much the equipment costs, and then the cost of going in school, because you really have to learn the process from experienced beekeepers. And that's another thing that the clubs offer. They offer mentors. For new beekeepers. So you always have people in your hometown that probably live close by that can help you out for your first year to get you through some people can get a little intimidated by honeybees, but which they will learn that after a while that the honeybees are very calm and that they're really a joy to work with.
And you don't have to worry. If you've got a neighbor that's got a beehive in their yard, I mean, do you have to worry that your kids are going to get stung? Or?
Well, you always put your bees in a place that, you know, people aren't going to walk in front of. But the bees, what they do is they, honeybees, will, they fly out of the hive, they go to flowers, and then they come right back. They're not the type of bees like a yellow jacket that'll fly around your food or your can. The bees are interested in working flowers, and they're totally dedicated to doing that.
So you don't have to worry if you're having a backyard cookout. If you've got a beehive in the backyard, they're not going to come and say, oh, let's go get a hot dog.
Well, I have friends that visit my house in the summertime, and we sit around the pool, and we enjoy the summer days, and nobody has been stung by a honeybee yet. So we're batting 1,000 so far over the last 12 years that I've been keeping bees.
Now, when is the bee house open at the fair?
There is when the fair is open. It's from 10 in the morning till 10 in the evening, and it runs from now until Monday, Columbus Day.
And it's free. So once you pay to get in, you don't have to pay a second time to go do the to look at the bees and to learn about bees.
Yes, it's completely free to go into the bee building and then. You know, it's like I say, it's the best exhibition in the country. If you haven't seen it, you need to come down and really appreciate it.
Rick, thank you so much for joining us this morning and educate our listeners that bees are our friend. And if we can plant fruit trees, flowering crabs, linden trees, and
locust trees.
Now, a maple tree doesn't give them as much.
No, the bees do get some off of maple trees, too. On certain maples, they'll get pollen, and they get some nectar off the maples. The maples are like one of their first sources. The willows also, they'll get a lot of pollen off of willows. But that's one of their first sources of the year coming out of the wintertime is the maples and the willows.
How about lilacs?
No, not so much ornamental flowers. More herbs, the bees like to work those. One of the things I planted, anise hyssop, I planted that in my yard, and the bees really love it. They're all over that. They like the mints.
Wow. Okay, folks, you heard it from the authority. Plant some hyssop, some of the various types of mints. A flowering crab will feed a whole hive while it's in bloom. A phone number, 800-259-9231. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Grafunder Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Grafunder Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Grafunder Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Grafunder Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're at the Topsfield Fair, and we had a great talk with Rick Rowe about beekeepers, and there's one good reason that you should bring the whole family, just to see what bees do for you. It really is incredible. Now we're going to move to the lawn, and because this is the most important time of the year to get the lawn fed because of the winter. And joining us is Ashton Ritchie from the O.M. Scott's Company, and he's going to tell us everything we need to know about fall care of the lawn, including the leaves. Ashton, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I'm kind of distracted. I'm sitting here looking at birds coming to four different bird feeding stations we have, and boy, they are having a heyday out there.
They know winter's coming, and they want to try and get as much body fat on them as they can.
Yeah, we feed the birds year-round, boy, you know, there's a lot of difference in wild bird feed, and getting some of the better stuff really makes a difference. You can really see it when you see all the different varieties. So how you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well. We're getting ready for the fall. I'm enjoying the cooler weather.
Yes.
And I live in southern Maine.
Yes.
I was up in central Maine the other day, and Ashton, the fall color is absolutely spectacular this year. We had so much rain that the trees didn't have any choice but to be beautiful this year.
That's right. And, you know, that with the cooler nights now and also the longer nights, that starts to trigger that whole activity. But, boy, when they go into the winter not stressed, it really pays off with the color. I'm looking forward to it hitting here in Ohio. But right now I'm looking at a green lawn, and I think a lot of people up your way are probably looking at a green lawn because we had so much rain. And the tendency, and the, you know, you're sort of tempted to make a big mistake, and that is to, oh, my lawn doesn't need feeding. It looks great. Why should I feed it? It looks great. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
so
and,
explain to our listeners why feeding the grass in the fall is so important. What does it do for the grass? I mean, you're right. It's green. It's healthy. It looks really good.
And
why
so you
should
think,
we
yeah,
feed it?
Why should I need to feed it? But I tell you, you're feeding it this last fall, this last feeding of the year is for what's going at down below the ground as opposed to what you can see above the ground. It's all about the root growth. And what you're going to do now is going to pay off big dividends next spring and certainly next summer. And, you know, hopefully we won't get into a hot, dry, drought summer next year. But, boy, whatever you do now will help build up the root system so that your lawn will be healthier next year.
Now, this time of the year, just a straight fertilizer, or should we consider killing some of the weeds at the same time?
Well, you've got that option. If you've got... If you don't have but you know, just a few weeds, then you would go with something like the Scott's Super Turf Builder Winter Guard, which is a great last feeding of the year. And even if you were on the Scott's four-step program, doing this fifth feeding of the year, we sort of refer to it as optional, but it's the option that a lot of people found really pays off. But if you do have some weeds, like Creeping Charlie or like clover or maybe some baby dandelions that are not showing yellow flowers now but will show them next year, these weeds are very easy to control this time of the year because the weeds are putting all their energy into root growth just like the lawn is. And so when you apply a product like Super Turf Builder Winter Guard with plus two weed control, and you put it on moist foliage, it sticks on the leaves of the weeds, and then it gets absorbed in, sucked in right down to those roots, and this is actually a great time to kill them. So if you have weeds, then... just pick a day when the rain is not forecasted and that the temperatures are going to hit at least 60 degrees that day and you're going to get good weed control.
Now, how about people that have just built a new home, they put in the leaching system, they've got dead spots here and there. Is it too late to plant grass seed now?
Well, you know, you kind of button up. I know you got listeners from a wide range of areas, and that's one of those calls like, okay, when is the really cold weather going to happen? And our weather forecasters have a hard enough time forecasting that. So you're at that borderline where you say, well, let me go ahead and just take a chance. If I've got some bare soil, let me seed it and let me get it in and give it a chance, give it the best chance to get started. And maybe the cold weather won't hit us real, real quickly. Because if you have a couple more weeks of growing weather, then you will get some grass established.
Yeah, because for the Boston area, I mean we don't get any really hard freezes until Thanksgiving almost. So you've got the whole month of
absolutely.
Yeah, there still is plenty of time. Now, one thing that I notice, Ashton, is, and this is new for you, is that you are now telling people that when the leaves come off the tree, as long as they're not, you know, 3-4 inches thick, mow them with your lawnmower and leave them.
That's right, Paul. If you mow them down to like dime size, you try to get them that small. It might take a couple of passes with the with a lawnmower across the leaves. If you get them down to that size, and then this last feeding that you put down, it's almost like creating a compost pile right on your lawn, because that will help break down the leaves so that they will actually help the soil, and you won't have to actually rake them up, put them up next to the curb, and have somebody pick them up.
So you're like putting organic matter on your soil to make the soil that much richer.
Yeah, you're saving time not having to rake the leaves, and you're also adding to the nutrition in your soil. But the key is putting that super turf or the winter guard down the same time that you are chopping up those leaves real fine.
Okay, and how about people that have a lot of evergreen trees and are getting pine needles? Can they grind in the pine needles also?
Yes. They will. If you know, again, breaking them up as much as you can. You know, like you said earlier, if you've got several inches, depending upon the kind of lawnmower you have and how much you have to mow over it to get it really chopped up, you don't want to have an excess pile there that's all chopped up. But if you can get it down, so you might still see it a little bit, but as long as it's dime size or smaller, you're in good shape.
And as long as you can see green, it's fine.
Yes, if you can, that's a good way to put it.
Now, besides, you know, seeding the lawn, fertilizing it to make it nice and strong for the winter, we're going to be able to plant a new lawn. How about getting the house ready for insects that may be coming in? You know, looking for a nice warm place to spend.
They seek out that warmth, and this is a good time to put down the ortho home defense around the outer perimeter of your yard, of your foundation of your home. That helps to protect it. It comes in both granular form and in a spray form, and it does a good job against a wide range of insects that like to invade your home when it starts to get warm. Thanks for bringing that up, because that is something that's one of those fall chores that really pays off as well. And you know, what's that?
Would you spray this on the outside or around the foundation or the granules, or does it go inside the basement?
Okay, you can do it on the outside. It doesn't stain it, and it forms a barrier on the outside. You can also do it inside, and you can even use it in your kitchen. I wouldn't use the granules in there because of, you know, it just kind of makes a mess. But the little spray, you can do that right along the crevices and cracks. You can do it along crevices and cracks around windows. You know, it's just a good way to protect, and it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain, and it does a great job of taking care of those invaders. You know, carpenter ants, box elder bugs, all the different kinds of insects that like to come in when it's warm.
Yeah, I've noticed that at night now, when I'm sitting in the living room watching TV, I can hear the crickets in my basement that have come in through a hole in the screen or leaving the bulkhead door open.
Right. Aren't they supposed to be lucky? I don't know. You feel a little unlucky when you listen to them all night long. And then the other thing is if mice are trying to come in, ortho home defense kill and contain mouse traps are a great way to do it. You bait it with peanut butter. There's nothing to snap your fingers. There's no poisons or anything for your pets. So it's nothing to worry about. I have successfully caught four mice this year in the last few weeks using that kill and contain mouse trap from Ortho. You buy them two in a two pack, and they're white in color, so they kind of blend in with wherever you put them, and they don't stand out, and they do a great job.
I saw the advertising on the television. And it's a real neat ad that Ortho has put together, where the wife is telling the husband, you know, she's going to handle it.
Yes.
He doesn't have to do this. She's going to do it, and explains to the husband how the trap works. And, I mean, it's done very, very well.
Yeah, and is that the one where she says that we don't have any invaders until your mother-in-law comes or something like that? I can't remember.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't have to see the mouse. Although I will admit, I have to tell you, Paul, I did peek in there. The first one that I got, I wanted to make sure he was in there. And sure enough, he or she was in there. So you can peek if you want, but you don't have to see the mouse. You just throw the whole thing away in the garbage can.
That's wonderful. Ashton, thank you so much for joining us this morning and getting our...
I'm going back to watch the birds now. You guys go to scotts.com. You can get all kinds of information. I got blogs going. You can call us. You can email us, scotts.com.
Scotts.com is the website.
There'll
be some chores for the people that are not quite sure what they have to do, all listed.
That's right. There's videos to watch. So you can email us. We'll email you back. You can read my blog. There's all kinds of information there.
So this is a great honey-do list for everybody.
There you go.
Thank you, Ashton.
Thank you, Paul.
You have a great day, and I hope you're able to enjoy the beautiful fall color. And if you come to New England, next week is peak.
Yes, I love New England in the fall. I wish I was making a trip up there next week, but maybe next year.
Okay.
All right,
thanks Ashton.
Paul.
Bye-bye. That was Ashton Ritchie from the O.M. Scotts Company telling you that, like I suggested, it's still a great time to plant a new lawn from seed. So rather than have the kids track the mud in all fall and looking at dirt, get some grass seed planted. You can do it today. We've had a good soaking rain. Some areas got 2 to 3 inches of rain yesterday. We'll take a steel rake, scratch the ground, throw your grass seed down, kind of rake it over, and that grass, if you can keep it wet, the seed will germinate in 7 to 10 days. The ground is still warm, and when we do get a frost, the frost will kill the weeds, but the grass will continue to grow. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. You give us a call. We'll help you to have a great gardening season. And coming up during the program, we're also going to talk today about moles and voles. And I want you to think back last spring when the snow melted. Did you have a section of your lawn that had mounds of dirt? It had all kinds of zigzag tunnels, and the grass was all dead. Those are moles and voles. And we're going to tell you today what to do, because the time to act is before the snow comes. The moles and the voles right now are living right on the surface of the ground. What I didn't realize, that when the ground freezes, they have a secondary tunnel to 6 feet below the ground, and that's where they hibernate for the winter. But right now, they're getting ready to come out of your mulch beds, to come out of the woods, to come out of the tall grasses into your lawn. It will tell you what to do so that your lawns are not destroyed in areas.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Hollytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? Had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Ted on the line who's got a question about fertilizer.
Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. For a long time I've wondered whether or not broadcasting, I used to use 10-10-10 fertilizer, just on top of the ground is okay, and now I've switched to Plantone last year. Everything grew like crazy this summer, including my asparagus bed that I started. That gets to another question. But I was talking to a woman at 800 number, the Esfomo, and she told me it was okay just to broadcast it on top of the ground as long as it's contacting the soil. I want to know how you feel about that, because I just heard you too, by the way, today, you know, in this week, but it's important. You said it's a good idea to fertilize it this fall, too, the dwarf fruit trees I have. And the second question this past summer I started this asparagus bed, and I got no asparagus beetles up here at all. I guess nobody told them that I got them growing up here in down East Maine. But I used to get them, tons of them before down on Cape Cod. But something was busy defoliating or eating the outer section of the asparagus plants. And, you know, right up to the top, just you turn, you know, stripped it right off white. And I'm wondering what the hell what it was that might have done that, whether it was slugs or whatever. And now I'm going to get off and just listen to what you say.
Now, you said it was it stripping the bark off of the asparagus?
Yeah, right, the outer section of the asparagus plants. You know, just planted this a few months ago, and, you know, stripped it right off all the way around. straight up in the whole thing, not just in bits. Not all of them.
Okay.
I mean, not all of them, but quite a few of them. And I didn't
okay.
see any insects on there at all. No asparagus beetles, as I said, either. But there was tons of slugs up here, but I didn't see any slugs on the plants themselves.
Well, this, for the most part, slugs will prefer to feed when it's dark out because they know if they're out in the open during the day that if there are birds around, the birds are going to have a real field day with them. So they're primarily feed at night. And that's why, you know, you saw some, but if you saw some, there was probably a lot more that you didn't see.
Yeah, I didn't see them in the plants at all, but there was tons of them up here.
Well, what you want to do is this. The newer products for slugs and snails are just incredible. The old slug baits were made with formaldehyde, and it was really, really a poisonous thing. And if you had a cat or a dog or, God forbid, one of the kids or the grandchildren comes to the house and pick up that bait, I mean, it was lethal. Well, the new products that are out there, the active ingredients is iron phosphate. And iron is what they put in a multiple vitamin. So it's a much, 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 much safer if a dog eats it or a cat eats it. But what they're doing now that's even better, they are using the iron phosphate, and they're adding something called spinosad. And spinosad is a virus. And when they first found it, they worked really great on caterpillars, and like for tomato hornworm and tent caterpillars and things like that. It's absolutely fabulous. But they're finding out that it's all working, also working on Colorado potato beetle. And in your perennial beds and in your flower beds in a vegetable garden, by adding the spinosad with the iron phosphate, both of them are very, very safe and natural. Both of them together will kill earwigs. That long, skinny bug with like a little pincher on the backside. And that thing will eat holes in lettuce, in your zinnias and impatiens, on your perennials and everything else. So not only do you get the slugs and the snails, but you also get a lot of chewing insects. And this spinosad is a bacteria. It was something that was found in the Caribbean, and it works absolutely beautiful. Now, as far as changing from 10-10-10 or 5-10-5 to something like plant tone, the difference is this. Your old-fashioned 10-10-10 and 5-10-5, I'd be willing to bet that within the next 5 to 10 years, you won't even see it anymore. It's a chemical fertilizer. It lasts 30 days. You take plant tone. It's all natural. It's all organic. And it lasts 3 to 4 months. And it will not burn. So it costs the same price. It lasts 3 to 4 times longer. And if you put down 10-10-10 too heavy, you could burn the grass. This way, no burn ever.